And welcome back to Coast, our final hour with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. He's got great advice. We'll get to your calls when we come back. Carol in New Jersey, we'll get right to you for your second question as well. And we are back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Set a record on his first section. Hit it again, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, let's go back to Carol in New Jersey. She had a second question for you.
Okay.
What do you have for us, Carol?
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for the thank you for your show.
Well, you're welcome.
You do, and for Dr. Wallach.
Thank
it's
you.
It's really, really a wonderful thing.
Very kind.
That's number one. And so I wanted to ask, my head is, I can't keep my head up. So I understand that I have disc disease, and I don't know, you know, I just can't get down the block, and there's really nothing wrong with me except this problem.
So you kind of walk with your head facing down?
Right.
Okay. What do you think, Doc?
Okay. Well, again, see, you weigh how much again?
110.
110. And you have ringing in the ears, right?
No balance
problem.
No ringing.
Do you have balance problems?
Yes, really bad.
Yeah. So you have osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the spinal cord. The spinal cord is coming out of the back of your skull through the big hole called the foramen magnum, which is Latin for big hole. And so when you deal with the things that are caused, there's 25 different diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull, one of which is things that go on with your neck and your face, Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, the loss of the sense of smell, you slowly lose your vision, ringing in the ears, balance problems, stomach problems, hiccups, all these kind of things, trigger finger, carpal tunnel syndrome, shoulder problems, doctors want to do surgery. It was really just osteoporosis of the skull, and I'd urge you to, you know, call the number that Tom and George give out and get a hold of that book. It's all in your head, and it has, you know, a formula in the back of the book that tells you what to take for osteoporosis of the skull and the 25 different diseases you get.
I've seen people walk, Doc, with their heads down almost, you know, 90 degrees.
Yes. And again, that's osteoporosis of the skull causing that. It's kind of like sciatica from your lower back down in your feet, and you get hammered toes and numbness and tingling in your feet, and people put stuff on your feet, but it doesn't work because it's a back problem. Same way here, they can do everything they want to put on your neck and this, that, and the other, and it won't work because it's a skull problem.
A few days ago, a couple that had been married 73 years died within hours of each other.
Yeah, I saw that in the newspaper.
My gosh, what causes that kind of broken heart? Is it stress or what happens?
It didn't say what they died from, and so it certainly there's a lot of pressure when you're together that much, and then suddenly one goes, and so it's not unusual for a couple hours or a couple of days or a month later the other one will die. Because in their 70s, if they haven't been supplementing properly and still eating bad foods and having oatmeal for breakfast every morning and spaghetti every Wednesday night, they're going to be in trouble. And they're just barely kind of hanging on, and each one watches the other one and makes sure they're doing everything right. And when one goes, it doesn't take long. The other one goes very quickly.
Brad writes that he's feeling lost, stressed out, and lonely. Is there anything he can do about that?
Well, he can go to a church or some kind of organization, get with a group of people who are like-minded, and be sure that he's getting rid of the bad foods, taking the good stuff, and don't forget the Rebound or a sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. It's highly energetic, as well as 75 minerals and 25 vitamins and amino acids. And so, you know, these are things we deal with professional athletes, Olympic athletes. They have all kinds of physical problems and emotional problems and biochemistry problems, and we've developed these programs for them, and there's no reason why the person who's not an athlete can take them too. So
let's go west of the Rockies. Bill's with us in California. Thanks for holding, Bill. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Bill.
I'm 72, and I'm suffering from a severe case of Charcot-Marie tooth disease. The lower extremities, the muscles in my lower legs have atrophied to the point where I can barely walk. When I do, I lose my balance, and now it's affecting my arms, and my hands are on
fire. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. Do you have gray hair?
Gray hair?
Yeah, gray or white hair?
On the temples.
Okay, it doesn't matter. If you have one in your beard, that's enough, yes.
Well, my beard is full gray, and it's weird.
Do you have any varicose veins or spider veins in your feet, ankles, or legs?
Excuse me?
Varicose veins or spider veins?
No.
Okay. Do you have any bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome?
IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome. Okay, you have a gluten problem. Gluten alert, gluten alert, gluten alert. And then you also have osteoporosis of the skull, and you have kind of sciatica, your lower back. And that's why you have the Charcot-Marie tooth thing. But also you have...
That's like diabetes, isn't it, Doc?
Well, diabetes can go along with it, but it's a musculoskeletal thing. Okay, musculoskeletal thing. Like, it's just a French name for sciatica kind of thing.
Right. It's fixable, though.
Oh, yeah. So what he needs to do, 200 pounds, he needs to take two Health Advantage Heart Packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. He needs 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so he can take 3 with each meal. That will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, bone rakes, and bone itself, including the skull. And then he needs vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day, so he can absorb minerals and put them in the proper places. He needs the, he needs the glucogel. He can take 5 of the capsules twice a day, it's 2 bottles a month, or an ounce of the liquid, 2 quarts a month, an ounce of liquid twice a day. And then he also needs the Fucoid Z, which is a seaweed. It has all these weird trace minerals that's going to help with his fine connective tissue in his nerves, brain, skull, arteries, and that sort of stuff. And so this is all easily dealt with.
And again, the toll-free number, Bill, let me give it to you, 1-855-949-7234. Tell us about that great staff you have behind these phone numbers, Doc.
Well, they've been with me for a long time. Some of them have been with me for 30, 40 years, and they know this stuff as well as I do, and they deal literally in their own businesses with longevity, thousands of people a week, and so I'm very, very proud of them. They do a miracle job, really. And, of course, I learned a long time ago that with something I'm doing that insurance doesn't pay for, and, you know, I'm only one person, and so I had to build a team that was going to do something, so I had to figure out a way to pay them so that they would be, you know, willing to put out the time and effort to learn what to do. And the my original CD called Dead Doctors Don't Lie, it's in 9 languages now, George.
Good for you.
We've sold over 600 million copies in 9 languages.
Wow.
And I think it's number one bestseller of any, you know, beat any singer.
Is it you on the CD?
Oh, yeah, it's me speaking. It's my talk.
Doing your thing. Good for you. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have?
This one in from Serena in Salt Lake. I just heard Doc say oatmeal is bad for you. Tell me why.
Okay, well, oatmeal, it has gluten in it, and it kills the villi in your intestines, stops you from being able to absorb nutrients. Oatmeal will kill you faster than a .45 bullet to the head. And I want you to go back over 2,000 years ago when the Egyptian soldiers and royalty were having the plague every year for 8 years, and the Hebrew slaves that they had for 400 years were not having the plague. And so I went and did the research for a couple of months and find out, okay, what are these Hebrew slaves doing for 400 years for these Egyptians? Were they babysitting? Were they cooking? Were they doing the laundry? What were they doing? Basically, what they were doing was running the fields with barley, wheat, and oats, but it was against the law for the Hebrews to eat the barley, wheat, and oats. If they would be executed if they were found to be eating. It was for the Egyptian soldiers and royalty only. And so they were eating all this gluten, and the Hebrew slaves were hand-watering the fields. They were weeding the fields and harvesting and making bread for the Egyptians, and they had a gluten problem. And so that's what the plague was for 8 years for the Egyptians. And finally, in the 8th year, when the Pharaoh's oldest son died of the plague, he let the Hebrew slaves go. And the next year, the Egyptians didn't have anybody die from the plague, and that's because the Hebrews, when they went away, there was nobody to harvest the wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And so the Egyptians had to eat potatoes and vegetables, and so they gave up their gluten. And that's why they survived after 8 years. And so it took me a while, but I got it all figured out. And we'll give God the credit and Moses the credit, if, you know, for pushing the idea to the Pharaoh that you better get off quit picking on these Hebrews, let them go, and you'll be fine. Well, he let them go, and they were fine because they couldn't eat the barley, the wheat, and the oats anymore.
We're taking calls with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Make sure you go to that website, Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. Welcome to the program. Hi, Wayne.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Sir.
Thank you, George. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Doc, I've got a 130-year-old mother that has been having dry eye problems for several years.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Your mother's 130 years old?
103.
103, okay.
So, I thought he said 132.
And she, doesn't drink hardly any water during the day, and I'm trying to get her to drink more water. But the things that I read on the web say they're not getting the nutrients to the eyes, especially at nighttime. So I'm thinking a time-release fish oil, because they say the fish oil is the best.
Okay, well,
let's
stop there. How much does she weigh?
Give us a guess.
110.
110. Does she have any other issues, any high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis?
Yeah, she's got like a rheumatoid, I think, going on. Yeah.
She has rheumatoid arthritis?
Right.
Okay, well, rheumatoid arthritis is a nutritional deficiency arthritis with a secondary infection with a bug called mycoplasma. It's killable with an antibiotic called minocycline, like the baitfish minnow. It's a 6 to 8 week prescription that she'll need of the minocycline to kill the mycoplasma. But to heal the arthritis, and, you know, at 103 years old, the odds are she's got osteoporosis and all these other things going on, low back problem, degenerative disc disease, and she may have shrunk 2 or 3 inches in height and all that kind of stuff. And does she have any hiccups or atrial fibrillation or COPD or anything like that?
Really no other medical problems. So.
Well, good for her. Oh. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. So what we want to do... And you said 105 pounds, 110 pounds?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted her to get rid of all the bad foods. And then she also needs the one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I want her to get another bottle of Arsaline, not from Walgreens, but Arsaline with the 5 cofactors. I want her to take 6 a day, 2 with each meal or 3 twice a day, whatever is easier for her. And for her fluids and energy, I want her to use our Rebound, our sports drink. And she also needs the liquid glucogel. She can take a 1/2 ounce twice a day. That's 1 quart a month. She can also take the liquid Fucoid Z. It's called Z Radical. It has all these trace minerals from seaweed, and it's called Z Radical. She could take a 1/2 ounce of that twice a day. It's 1 bottle a month. And let's see here. She needs vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month to absorb the minerals and put them in her bones and so forth, including the skull and whatnot. And this will help her vision, any ringing in the ears, balance problems, and, of course, arteries, veins, skin, and so on. At 103 years old, now she can live to be 155. I don't know, did you ever hear that movie in the book, Lost Horizon?
Classic.
James Hilton?
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. Well, Shangri-La is not a mythical place. It's a real place. That's where people on Earth live the longest. The average lifespan is 120. But the ones who lived the longest lived to be 168 to 180. The longest lived one was a Dr. Lee Chen Yun, and he's the guy that gave James Hilton the idea to write the book and go to Shangri-La and found out what was going on. Well, there's a glacier there called the Giltar Glacier, which grinds up all the minerals, and this is the highest mineralized place because there's volcanic stuff there between China and
they drink the water from there. Right?
And they drink the water, they irrigate with it, they cook with it, and so forth. And it's the minerals that make them live so long.
Absolutely. And Wayne, here's that toll-free number again to call for all that information, 1-855-949-7234. Next up, Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, also, George, you got to hear this one. Tinfoil Hat with Sam Tripoli podcast, episode 476. Do viruses really exist? With a research doctor named Darl Becker. You got to hear what this guy has.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Okay, Doc, I know you'll make it to the next century, but I want to ask you, was it a little dangerous in Africa at the time? It was pretty thick with, a lot of rhinos. And then also, what are the better choices for rice and fish for the average person right now?
Okay, well, my book, Rhino Express, goes into that detail. I lived in Zululand, and I didn't speak English for 2 years, in South Africa, in Natal, in the Umfolozi and Shishlui game reserves. I caught 200 white rhino with a drug called M99 atorphine. It's like 500 times more potent than morphine. And all I needed was 2 milligrams to knock down a 6,000-pound white rhino. I caught 200 of them and shipped them back here.
You did it all by yourself?
Well, I had a team because we had to train them to live in a box for 6 weeks on the boat. And so we trained them to feed them and clean up after them when they had their bowel movements and so forth.
Is this when you were at the St. Louis Zoo?
Well, no, I was in Africa.
I mean, but this was for the St. Louis Zoo or not?
No, that was the World Wildlife Fund. Was it Prince Philip?
Okay.
The World Wildlife Fund. It was millions and millions of dollars, and I'm only like 24 years old, and Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show, I worked for him for a while, so he sent me there to be on that project. And then my first paper that I wrote, scientific paper, was on a mass die-off in America. 500 sheep died in one night from a pollution problem. I got it figured out, and all the professors were gone, and I got it written up, and I said, can I be a co-author? They said, no, you did it all yourself, so I was the sole author, and it was published in 2 scientific papers.
Good
I was so excited. I gave copies of that paper to governors and senators and everybody you can think of, and to Marlon Perkins. Well, when I went to Africa, he used that paper to get a $25 million grant from NIH to study pollution. I was supposed to find a canary in the mine for cities in the big cities in the world. And so they gave me a $25 million grant. He brought me back from Africa. And I did 20,000 autopsies. And that my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute. I don't know if you remember that, George. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute.
I remember that.
Treasure.
Yeah, that's classic.
And it's the basis for the science of epigenetics. It was 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 and some change of over 454 species of animals looking for kind of a canary in the mine in the big cities, and then 3,000 humans. And I didn't speak English for 2 years. I had to speak Zulu, Matabele, and Afrikaans. Which I was very fluent in at the end.
Could you do it today?
I can still speak it, yeah. Alles van die beste. Tot ziens.
Whatever you said.
All of the best.
Be nice, Doc. Be nice.
Well. It's all good language.
Doc, we're going to take a break and come back with final calls with you in just a moment. Final text and tweets with Tom as well. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to hit. As a matter of fact, we almost set a world record twice. We've done it once, so do it again. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. People are there that will help you with the things that Doc has just talked about. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Here's some other notes for you. Jump on board with our free YouTube channel by typing Coast to Coast AM Official in the YouTube search bar. TikTok, we've got the TikTok icon at the far right-hand corner of coasttocoastam.com. Click that and subscribe to that. That's free, too. Back in a moment. We'll be back in a moment with final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, so get ready for that. Next hour, we're going to be talking about extraterrestrial contact with Leslie Mitchell Clark, so get ready for that. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you with Doc Joel Wallach, of course, and your calls. criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the toll-free number to call for assistance. Call them anytime, especially tomorrow, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Things going to open up soon enough, Doc, for traveling? What do you think? Is Doc there? Nope. Call him back, Thomas. We'll get Doc Wallach back on the air. In the meantime, let's go to the phones and I won't give the medical advice, but the doc will. But let's hear what you got to say. Harry in Port Huron, Michigan. Harry, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, George. When Doc gets back on, I'd really love to find out, since he's had such a great reversal of type 2 diabetes in all the people in his program that have tried it, has he considered contacting the American Diabetes Association about it? I'd love to see this program in the hands of every type 2 diabetic in America.
Well, that's not a bad idea. What are you on right now?
I'm not on anything because I'm not a type 2.
You're not type 2, okay.
But from what he has said, all the people that have tried his program that are type 2s are no longer type 2s at all. They don't have it, which is fantastic.
Oh, he's done some remarkable things with supplementation. He really has.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to ask him.
How things in Port Huron?
Oh, just fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. We're doing very well here. Things are opening back up here, and a lot of people got vaccinated. So business is booming in this area.
That's good. All right. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate it. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. His phone has gone dead, and should have supplemented his phone, to be sure. But if we don't get him, we'll just continue on with your phone calls, and let's go to Walter. Welcome to the program in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, George. Always great to talk to you, buddy.
You too, my friend. How have you been?
Pretty good, George. I was telling Don I'm going through a very trying time in my life. Maybe I'll tell you about it. I could write a book about it, George. Maybe I'll tell you about it someday. But, George, I was telling Tom, you know, George, nobody has more admiration and respect for Doc Wallach than I do. But, George, some of the statements he makes, like there's no such thing as a genetically propagated disease, George, it flies in the face of not only conventional medical science, but, George, in my view, common sense. Now, George, I was telling Tom, any high school kid with a $200 microscope can diagnose things like Down syndrome is caused by an extra 21st chromosome, or similar things can be said about like Tay-Sachs or progeria, that hideous disease that, you know, causes, what was his name? The guy that used to have the show on TV, he used to have the kids on. They were 7 years old, and they had the body of a 90-year-old man. And I respect Doc Wallach, but I just can't buy some of the things that he says.
Well, he's got a track record, Walter, and he's got history and everything else. He's very blunt. Let me tell you something. He's a veterinarian by trade. And
yeah, he's a font of knowledge, George. He really is. And to say that there's no such thing as a genetically propagated disease, George, like I say, any high school kid, you know, you can diagnose Down syndrome, by looking at the chromosomes through a microscope. It's caused by, it sticks out like a sore thumb, George.
All right. Well, I think we found Doc again. Doc, how are you? You back?
Well, let's see. You're on my cell phone right now.
All right, at least it works.
Yeah.
And that last caller was talking about your comment about no genetics involved, and I'll let you react to that.
Okay. Well, let's see here. When you're talking about Down syndrome, it's a very simple nutritional deficiency disease. I actually cured Down syndrome for Laura Knievel, Evel Knievel's niece-in-law. She called me 2.5 months pregnant and said that she, by 3 tests, the triple screen test, ultrasound, and some other amniocentesis, that they diagnosed a Down syndrome baby, and they wanted her to do an abortion. She was 2.5 months pregnant and said, well, give me 2 weeks. And so we got her on the program with all 90 essential nutrients, and Lauren Knievel's baby, Noah Knievel, was born perfectly normal. I have beautiful pictures of him. He just graduated university as an engineer. He's in his military uniform, handsome young man, Down syndrome. It's very easy to prevent, very easy to reverse in the early stages of pregnancy. Once you're born with it, they got it. It's kind of like cleft palate. It's a cleft palate. It's very easy to prevent, but when you're born with it, it's a surgery thing, kind of thing. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. Remember, I'm the guy that got rid of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that got rid of muscular dystrophy. I'm the guy that got rid of, sudden death syndrome, which mothers are supposed to be laying on their babies. Doctors, when they don't know anything, they blame it on genetics. That way they can't say, I don't know, and feel embarrassed. So they say, well, it's your bad genes. It's nonsense.
The caller before that was talking about your diabetes remedies, and he's wondering if you've ever approached the American Diabetic Association or somebody like that who would grab onto this? What?
I have not approached them, but I'll be happy to if he wants to do a three-way with them or something like that, or if he knows somebody in that organization. I just don't want to call him up, you know. But if he knows somebody there, I'd be happy to do a three-way with somebody and start it out. But type 2 diabetes is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. You can be born with it. You can get it when you're 80 years old. And it's easily reversible regardless of age. I take people who are really brittle diabetics. They went blind. They had their feet amputated.
Oh, jeez.
They were diabetic for 40 years, and in 40 days, they were next diabetic. I just put them on my program. And these things I've proved them all over the world, literally by the millions. And so diabetes is easy to get rid of. Down syndrome in the early stages of pregnancy is easy to get rid of. All birth defects are preventable. And, of course, ones like including heart defects and stuff like that, these are all just simple nutritional deficiency diseases. And if the mothers were to be taking the 90 essential nutrients and stay away from gluten while they're in the childbearing years, there would never be another baby born with a birth defect. We do this in animals. Remember, I'm a veterinarian as well as a physician. I also have a degree in agriculture, and we couldn't afford to have the same rate of babies born with birth defects in a beef herd.
You'd be wiped out
financially. So we learned how to just prevent them all, and so I transferred that information to people at work. And this is why the Dead Doctors Don't Lie started out as an audio cassette tape, then a CD, then a DVD, and then the book. And this is why it's been so popular. And then now the follow-up, of course, is your doctor killing you? If you're on 3, 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 prescriptions, and you're seeing 8 different doctors and specialists, they're sending their kids to college because you have good insurance. And come to me, give me 90 days, and I'll get rid of most of your problems.
Patrick writes from Daytona Beach, Florida. I'm recovering from shingles. I'm 75, 5'8", 165. I'm on a good diet. I do take supplements. But what about these shingles? Should I get the shingles vaccine? I don't know. That's not for us to say.
That's everybody's decision. But shingles is a virus disease. And so basically what they need to do is get rid of all the bad foods they can absorb. And then they need to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I'd have them take the Fucoid Z, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight to support the immune system. Also, I would have them take our colloidal silver, take two droppers full under their tongue, 30 minutes before each meal and 30 minutes before bedtime. They can use our hand sanitizer, and they can, apply the there's no alcohol in our colloidal silver, so it doesn't burn or sting.
How do you get shingles, Doc?
Well, you get it from somebody, rubbing against somebody who has shingles. And
really?
It's not really considered a
contagious
disease. It's sexually transmitted. But, women get shingles all over their body, their face, and men get it all over their bodies and face and so forth. But it's easy to kill the virus, with our colloidal silver and take all the nutrients so you're supporting your immune system. Your own immune system fights it. So nobody should have it for very long. And, of course, there are vaccinations for many, many, many viruses. If a person wants to, they can also get the vaccination. The vaccination is not going to hurt them. But they do need to kill the bug, the virus, with our colloidal silver, hand sanitizer, and take the 90 essential nutrients and throw in the Fucoid Z to support the immune system. Wouldn't hurt to throw in the BTT 2.0 tablets and also Cell Shield RTQ, that kind of stuff. And your own immune system will kill the shingles, and you can't be a roofer anymore.
Final text and tweet. What do you have, Tom, for Doc?
Hey, Doc, Terry in South Dakota would like to know if putting lemon in your water is really healthy.
Well, lemon in your water, you might get a little vitamin C. It tastes good.
Tastes good, and, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes good. Might get a little vitamin C from it. It just makes water tends to be boring for most people, and so it gives it a little added zip or something. So they say, oh, it's clever. It tastes like lemon juice, which is good. But that's why we came up with a Rebound or sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. And it was designed for Theo Ratliff, a basketball player, was 24 years old. He was playing for the Atlanta Hawks and had a fracture of his shooting arm wrist and had bone to bone arthritis of his knee. He's only 24 years old, and they took his contract away from him. So we came up with our Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and a rebound for him. And in 3 months' time, he got his contract back for $35 million. He played for 11 more years, and he made over $100 million because of our supplement program.
Next up, let's go to Joyce, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hi, Joyce.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. What can we do for you?
I have a heart blockage. Is there anything I can take to undo that?
Now, do you have just one artery or how many?
I have two blockages, and they say it's in a place where it can't be operated on.
What about stents?
Good. That's a good thing. It can't be operated on. There's no danger of them killing you during surgery. How much do you weigh?
Thanks.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 175.
Okay, and how tall are you?
I'm about 5'6".
Okay, do you have gray hair and spider veins, varicose veins?
I have gray hair, but I don't have any vein
problems. Veins. Okay.
Okay. Are you on dialysis? Do you have kidney issues?
No, I have diabetes, though.
Okay, diabetes. Okay. And you weigh 100 and what?
175.
175. Okay. Now, the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get our MSM, so you can take 3 of those. Get 2 bottles a month, so you can take 3 with each meal. And that will support and promote connective tissue in the arteries and the veins and your heart valves and all that kind of stuff, plus cartilage and ligaments and tendons and discs between the vertebrae. I also want you to take our Fucoid Z, take 3 of those twice a day. Take our collagen, our glucogel, take 5 of those twice a day. The capsule is 2 bottles a month, or you can take the liquid an ounce twice a day. That's 2 quarts a month. And then I also want you to take our Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ, I want you to get 3 bottles a month of that, so you can take 3 with each meal. And they will support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in your brain, your coronary arteries, your kidney arteries, your leg arteries. They'll also support healthy blood pressure. And then you said you had diabetes also?
Go ahead, yeah. Doc. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you need 2 bottles a month of our Sweeties, so you can take 3 twice a day. Don't cold turkey off your medication if you're on medication, but as your blood sugar drops slowly, because you're going to be taking your blood sugar as you should be and your A1C and that kind of stuff, but as your blood sugar drops and your A1C comes down, you can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. And I don't care if you've been a diabetic for 40 years, on medication for 40 years, usually within 2 weeks. I've had people that didn't urinate for 10 years or on dialysis 6 days a week. And in 2 weeks' time, they're urinating, their blood pressure came down to normal. And in 2 more weeks, they're totally off of dialysis after 25 years of being on dialysis because they didn't want to get a kidney transplant. We do this thousands of times a month all over the world. And so you'll be a good testimony. Give us a call and tell us your great story every 2 weeks. If you go to the doctor and they're scratching their heads, this can't be right. We got to redo all your data because we got somebody else's information. They can't believe you've gotten better. And just make sure if they want to redo the data, say you got to pay for it. I'm not going to let my insurance pay for a second run here.
And Joyce, if you missed any of that information, and you might have, call this number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He's with us every 6 weeks. In between, pharmacist Ben Fuchs pops in. He'll be with us in 3 weeks. Talking about health-related issues. Doc, thank you so much for everything you do. And any 20-second words of wisdom for everybody? Go ahead.
Well, just keep listening to George. George, you are the greatest. I cannot thank you enough for allowing me to share with your followers, your family, your listening audience. I cannot thank you enough for the great things you do for the world. Keep it up. I expect you to live to be at least 155, and we're going to do everything we can to keep you there. God bless you, sir, and again, thank you so very much.
Okay, Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, we're going to talk about extraterrestrial contact. Our special guest, Leslie Mitchell-Clark, joins us. Her book that she wrote with Wes Roberts is called Intersections. It's a true story of extraterrestrial contact. And then in the last hour of the program, of course, as a tradition, we open up the phone lines for you here on Coast to Coast AM.